past 8 is the time. We'll be talking more about the WI in a couple of minutes' time. First, plans to test for airborne pollution from a former asbestos factory site in Rochdale are expected to be approved later today.
The former Turner and Newall site in Spotland has been at the centre of a long-running campaign by local people to prevent any development due to concerns over potential contamination.
Well, our reporter Jonathan Alley spoke to Andy Glover from Rochdale Council and asked him what they were doing at the site.
The council wants to reassure local residents in terms of any risk to health that might be perceived from airborne asbestos contamination from the site. The council doesn't think that that is the case, but clearly we want to reassure local residents by carrying out a proper test, scientifically, that will confirm that moving forward.
And what form will this test actually take? Because it's not simply a snapshot over a month, this is actually a year's operation.
It is, yes. As I say, it's a scientific exercise. We've got several monitoring stations positioned around the perimeter of the site, with another control piece of equipment located here at Number 1 Riverside. Monthly readings will be taken from all those pieces of equipment. That'll give us an in-depth, comprehensive picture of the level of contamination, if there is any, relating to that site.
At the end of the year, what do you do with those figures?
Those figures will be analysed, we'll receive a report from the consultants carrying that out, and we'll be looking to share any information that we gain with local residents because, as I said, the main exercise is to provide reassurance wherever possible.
You're talking about reassurance by checking on potential air pollution. This is a 100-acre site in the middle of Rochdale. Nothing seems to be moving it with it. I've spoken to local people. They're wondering, what is the future for that site?
I appreciate that there are frustrations in relation to the site and where it's going. The council is always looking for solutions to that situation, but in many ways the situation hasn't changed. The council doesn't own the site. The landowner owns the site, a private company, and it will be their responsibility to bring forward proposals, which the council can then consider through its normal processes.
But of course the council's main objective is public protection, to protect local people's health. And of course last year we had a major fire on that site.
Indeed, and security was stepped up around the facility as a result of that incident. That security is still in place now moving forward, and I'm hopeful that will remain the case.
Well, listening to that was Jason Addy, who's the secretary of the Save Spondon Valley Group. Morning, Jason.
Well, good morning.
So what's your concerns about what the council's doing here?
Well, what actually should be a good news story may actually be a cause for grave concern. A lot of this testing is shrouded in secrecy. Now, we've been asking for baseline air monitoring on that site for over 10 years. And how this is coming about now, we're just very concerned that it shouldn't be just a PR exercise. It should be about robust, accountable and open science.
In what way is it a PR exercise?
The concerns raised a few years ago, when there was a fire raging, a spokesman was live from Rochdale Council, was live on Radio Manchester at 8 o'clock in the morning saying that there was no fibre release. What we're concerned about in terms of a baseline air monitoring for that site isn't as reassurance, it's actually just to get to the bottom of the facts of this site.
And is that not what they're doing with these pollution tests?
It's about sensitivity, the rigorous scientific testing of this site, and we're just for 10 years now, the Safe Spotton Valley campaign have had international experts that have been willing to work with Rochdale Council and input their scientific knowledge as to what would be a very robust testing procedure.
And have they done testing themselves?
There's been no dialogue whatsoever with Rochdale Council.
Your scientists that you've been speaking to?
The people involved, that's right, that haven't been, we haven't been given samples and we haven't been involved directly with any testing procedures.
What's your biggest fear for this site, Jason?
Well, the news report says that we're against development, and, well, what we want to do is make sure that site has been a toxic blight for too long. There's got to be very careful demolition. The site needs to be capped over and made safe. We think it should be a green lung for the people of Rochdale. Put people before profit.
I mean, you've described it there as a toxic blight. Any evidence of that?
Yes. The council themselves commissioned a report in 2006 that confirmed that there were tens of thousands of tons of dumped asbestos on the site.
And in that respect,
the world's largest asbestos factory.
What do you think should happen to it, therefore, Jason? How do you think that the council can move forward for this?
Well, it's about the council has got to be an unbiased arbiter. There's been concerns raised about the fact that Rochdale Council say that they're working in partnership with the landowners. Now, the people of Rochdale really don't want Rochdale Council to be in any sort of partnership with a offshore company that owns the world's largest asbestos factory. What we want to do is basically make sure that site is safe. I've actually put a call out to the owner behind the brass plate company in the Caribbean who owns this company and says, be a hero. Work with local people to make this a safe site and something that Rochdale can be proud of, a green lung for the people of Rochdale, rather than, that was proposed 10 years ago, 600 plus houses on the site of the world's largest asbestos factory.
Just finally then, Jason, do you feel that the council are working with your group on this sufficiently?
Unfortunately not, but representations will be made to our MP and councillors. And because of what's happened recently, a local person was contacted by Rochdale Council to actually put monitoring equipment in his garden. He agreed readily to that and then started to ask questions. I've seen the email trail. It's shocking. They basically said that, oh, there's a lot of misinformation about this site on the internet, and he's not going to bother getting involved in email tennis. And I don't think now that he's now the site has been chosen for his garden for testing.
Okay.
So there are grave concerns raised about making sure that Rochdale Council is independent and unbiased on this very, very sensitive issue.
Okay, Jason Addy, Secretary of the Save Spondon Valley Group, obviously not got the council on to deal with those specific points that Jason was making, but we did hear from Andy Glover from Rochdale Council a little earlier.